أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. وأدخل الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات جنات تجري من تحتها الأنهار خالدين فيها بإذن ربهم تحيتهم فيها سلام. In the previous ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke of two groups of people in Jahannam. One is you had those who were considered as the weaker sector of the community, the poor, those who did not enjoy any real status in the community. And then you had the arrogant and proud people of the community. And you found in this dunya, the weak ones, they just went with what the arrogant and proud people had promoted. So now they are in Jahannam. And the weak ones are telling the arrogant and proud ones, that, listen, in dunya, we looked up to you. You were the trendsetter. We took you as the example. We followed you. And we gave into the deen and the lifestyle that you had promoted. So make a plan for us now that we are in Jahannam. At least have this punishment lessened and reduced to a certain extent. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke of how shaitan comes. And he then addresses these two groups and how he declares himself innocent from being responsible for putting them in Jahannam. And in today's ayah, which is ayah number 23 of Surah Ibrahim, Allah now speaks of the people of Jannah. Remember, this is a month where Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that excessively you should ask for two things in your dua, excessively. Protection from the fire of Jahannam and entry into Jannah. These are two things that we should ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for excessively during this month of Ramadan. So Allah spoke to us extensively about Jahannam and the punishments of Jahannam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala now speaks of the people of Iman and their condition in Akhirah. Allah says, وَأُدَخِلَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ جَنَّاتٍ. Those who brought Iman, but it doesn't stop there with just Iman. Always when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks of Iman, which is the foundation, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks of righteous deeds. Those who brought Iman and who performed acts of righteousness, Allah says they will be made to enter. They will be admitted into Jannat gardens. Jannat and tajri min tahtiha al-anhar. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, beneath these gardens, there will be rivers that will be flowing. خالدين فيها. You know, sometimes in this world, when you are at a certain resort, or you are at a holiday destination, and you're really enjoying yourself, and you've checked in, and the facilities are world class, and you're having a good time, and you are enjoying the atmosphere, it's so relaxing, and it's so comfortable where you are, and you're just enjoying everything that's there. But at the back of your mind, you know there's a checkout time. You don't even like to think of checkout, right? When you think of it, in the midst of that comfort and pleasure, there's a sense of depression. There's some depression because you know, right, it's limited to 7 days, to 10 days, and then I'll have to check out. So in the midst of that happiness and the joy, there's a sense of unhappiness. And as the time draws nearer to checkout date, you find that you become less comfortable, and there's a greater sense of depression now than happiness. So you'll be enjoying, you know, Allah speaks of all the pleasures of Jannah in so many ayat of the Quran, and you think of the comforts of Jannah and the luxuries of Jannah. But then at the back of your mind, there is that concern. Is there a checkout time? You know, is there a checkout? And will I have to leave all this that I'm enjoying? Whenever Allah speaks of Jannah, Allah says, خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا. They shall abide therein forever. They shall abide therein forever. No checkout time. And it only gets better. It's not like when you're on holiday. It's better in the beginning, and as you become bored with the activities, and then it becomes less interesting, less exciting. This just gets better all the time. خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا. And this is something we can't think, because nothing is forever in this world. We can't even fathom the concept of forever. What does forever actually mean? We can't even fathom that concept. We can't even really think and imagine it, because nothing in this dunya is forever. Absolutely nothing is forever. So we don't have a model in front of us to say, oh, okay, this is what forever means. Right? We ourselves will not last in this world forever. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا. They shall abide therein forever, بِإِذْنِ رَبِّهِمْ, with the permission and with the will of Allah. تَحِيَّتُهُمْ فِيهَا salam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, they shall greet each other. In Jannah, they shall greet each other with the greeting of salam. So this just shows the importance of this greeting and what a significant greeting it is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. In the dunya, we greet one another with assalamu alaikum. And how important it is to greet one another with this greeting. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that this will be the greeting of the people of paradise. May Allah ta'ala make us from them. May Allah grant us understanding.